He said he would be late tonight. I guess he had some sort of conference. Ein Auf und Auf, Mamish at the bottom. 141. Aldeit the Rabbi Lezer, the last line at the period. Aldeit the Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer. Now, Rabbi Lezer said, just a review outside, the question is, what's the status of a girl who's married off by her brother or by her mother? And, of course, it's only a rabbinic kiddushim. So Rabbi Lezer says she's not married at all, except to that in order to leave the marriage, she has to repudiate the marriage. But no normal rights which her husband has over a wife does her husband have over her. Not the right to annul her vows, not the right to inherit her, not any of those rights. She has none of those regular rights, okay? So, but according to Rabbi Yoshua, the husband has full rights over her, of a regular husband, except that she can leave him, even though normally only a husband can divorce his wife. In this case, she can also repudiate him. So the question is it a full marriage except for the meal, or is it no marriage except for the meal? Okay? So Korei B'Lev says no marriage except for the meal. Mao, it's a cool question. Nora, of course, will not answer such a cool question. Mao Shati Moimba, can she repudiate his marriage and say, well, since I wasn't married to you, then, in essence, when you had relations with me, you were seducing me. And a seductionist has to pay a fine for having seduced an unmarried young girl, right? So can she repudiate and marriage him and then say, pay me for having had relations with me, right? And that's true. It's not clear if that's for relations which he had with her at the time they were still married, but certainly for relations after married, that's Gemara's question. Now, Daita Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we just did one line. Now, Daita Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, on top of 142. Daita Rabbi Yeshua says it's a full marriage except for Miyun. So therefore, if the husband has relations with the Ketana, so then for sure he doesn't have to pay the fees, right, of seducer. But Mausha Tamayimbo, but can she repudiate the marriage to him and then Tito Knas Miacher take a fine from somebody else if she's still a Basula, right? She's still a virgin at the time. So can she then collect fines from somebody else on the premise that she never was married, so she repudiated, and therefore she deserves fines if she's seduced? Mausha Tamayimbo Tiakar Gita, another interesting question. Let's say that she got divorced from her husband. Can she retroactively repudiate the marriage and say, well, it's as if she never got divorced, and thus be permitted to go subsequently and marry a Kohen? Or does that not work? The next two words, Chalol Mamzeres, are incorrect. They shouldn't be here. Rabbi Yitzhak Shoal, Mausha Tamayim Bo, can she repudiate her marriage, B'tachsel Mazono Saviyah, and then go back to eat in her father's house? Now, Pshita Sheinu Chozeres L'Mazonos Bala. Now, it's obvious that she doesn't go back to be fed by her husband. Now, it's not that she doesn't go back to be fed by her husband. What it means is that she doesn't get ksuva from her husband. If a girl does miyun, right, normally, if she gets divorced or widowed, she gets a ksuva. If she gets widowed, she even gets food from as long as she doesn't go and remarry. But in this case, since she repudiated her marriage, so obviously she can't get any ksuva or any mazonos from him, right? Shekeinu hu kesev la, the only time she gets mazonos after marriage is terminated or is when v'atev yitz.
Yes.
Be quiet.
No, you just close the door. That's my old buddy, right? He writes that when you're in my house, so then you get my food. For Lacey Bason, obviously she's not his house, and therefore she doesn't get Mizonus nor Ksuva, right? But Lotzur Chada Ella, the question is, well, only Mashnimelk, once she repudiates him, can she talk some Mizonus Havia? Can she go back? Of course, her father's dead, otherwise she wouldn't be married off. Although there are scenarios which follows the life, but generally it means, can she go back to her father's house and claim her portion in Mizonos? And the Gemara doesn't answer any of these questions. Okay, now the Gemara goes into a really interesting discussion. Tuesdays is really a bad day. I really want to look up Shannon's being, because And actually, I don't have time to do on Tuesdays what I have to do the rest of the week usually. But so I have to look up some lumdus on this Gemara, because really the next Gemara, the next plot is a really very beautiful lumdus or Gemara. But I didn't get a chance to look in the Achronim and see if they speak about it. So, but just the flow is very simple and very elegant. Time and name, we learned over there. Katan shloivi shtei saros, a child who never has not yet reached maturity of two hairs. Rabbi Yehuda met truma so truma. Rabbi Yehuda says his truma, if he takes truma, it's valid truma. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, their name Rabbi Meir. Ain't lola met truma so truma. Truma is not valid truma. Ad shloivi shtei saros, until he has two hairs. Okay, so we have a machlokas whether a katan can take truma. Now, of course, there must be a reason for this machlokas, right? Let me come back to that in a minute, okay?
Aren't they saying the same thing, only different words?
No. Rabbi says you can take truma, Rabbi says you can't take truma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't take truma. Yeah. Rabbi Avi Kahana, B'shem Rabbi Hila, said, what's the pasuk? It says, V'lotiso lov chait. It says, do not bear iniquity on your trumas. Eshu b'nesiyas oven, somebody who can bear iniquity, toirem, he can take off truma. Eshu eino b'nesiyas oven, somebody who cannot bear iniquity because he's not yet bar mitzvah, eino toirem, he can't take truma. So says the Gemara, Yisivun, they ask a question on this. Wait a minute. A goy, an akum, hare eino b'nesiyas oven, he does not bear iniquity. At least not in the same way that Jews do, right? In other words, he doesn't have a chait for eating truma, right? If he doesn't, not supposed to. The Jews do, but not goy. So eino for the terim. And we learned there's a loche that a goy can't take off truma. There is such a loche. You take off truma, it's considered to be truma. So how come if he can't... he's not mechuyev, of course, take up truma. But he takes the truma, it's considered to be truma. How come he's not relevant to the punishment? So says Rabbi Yossi B'Sharon Yehuda said, no, you're right. The pasuk is not the one of Nesiyas Avam, but rather v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. It's a nechshav lochem bari mosem. But now it says that it should be considered for you, and you should lift up truma. As a kasuba machshava, he who has thought can be toirim. V'she'en kasuba machshava, he has no thought process, ain't no toirim, can't do truma. So who doesn't have thought process? Katan, right? Can't he's not a bar machshava. So Esivun asks question: Hare goyim, hare ain't kasuba machshava. Goyim don't have thought. Retire him, you have to take out truma. Now, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Well,
it says,
it's Goyish Shikav, right?
It doesn't say,
Ain Kosovo Shav,
it says,
Ain Kosovo Shav. All right, Ain Kosovo Shav. But we learned, what does it mean? Tan Rav Yeshe, Goyim Ain Le Machshav, Bein La Hachshir, Bein La Truma. What it means is, they can't make something Roy Le Kabel Tuma. Right, machshava. Normally, if you, in order to make something royal kabel tuma, so you have to be agreeable to it becoming wet or moist. Right. Right? So goyim don't have that capacity to have that thought, because goyim are not b'toiras. They're not in the parameters of tuma and tara. So that's what it means. Ein leh machshava. It's not that the goyim don't have thought of tuma and tara. Okay. So therefore, a goy should not be able to take off truma, yet he can't take off truma. So he says, when Rabbi Yosef is giving an answer, he says, they have machshava, they just don't have machshava, what does it mean, machshava, bein lahachshir, bein lachshuma? What does it mean, machshava, bein lachshuma? Oh, so I didn't notice that before when I was prepared. The carbon eight says bein la truma means that they can't take off truma by thought. They have to verbalize their truma. In other words, a Jew can designate truma mentally, right? He can designate truma with his mentally. A goy has to designate truma verbally. So they have no machshava, both la hachshir and la truma. Rabbi Yaakov bar Chinim Shem Kahana said, "Kedivei mishu oimer eino toyim." He says that a katan cannot take off truma, can also not be mekadesh an animal for the Beis HaMikdash. It's an interesting contingency. So it says the Gemara, "V'lo malo amar kamishu toirem Megumakdish. Why didn't he say all the flip side of that? That he who holds a katan can take a truma, can holds that a katan also can be makdish an animal. So says, I'll tell you why not. Begin the Rabbi Yehuda Omar, where it says, turn of Einar Makadish. A child can take a truma, but he can't make something hektish. So it's an interesting thing. Truma, we would think that truma and hektish should be the exact same parameters, but it seems it's not. Truma is actually, the Gemara seems to say, is more of like a kinyan. And a child can make a kinyan earlier than he can make nedarim. Hekdesh is a nether. A child's nedarim, only nedarim derives a year before his bar or bas mitzvah, right? A child's mekach u'memkar is considered to be valid purchase and sale earlier than that, from around the age of 6 or 7. So therefore, truma may be earlier than hekdesh. If you hold truma and hekdesh are linked, so then you hold that they're both nedarim, and they both start later. If you hold they're severed from each other, it's because truma is really being makne, you know, giving for being makne to a kohen. Have to be done not in the normal way we do kinyan, but it's being makne to a kohen, and therefore it really actually might be able to be done earlier than the time he could take off hekdesh. And that's what the Gemara is stressing here. That his madamer holds that even though he's toyrim and a mekadesh, right? Okay, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu kumandamar eino toyrim mekadesh." The exact opposite. Even he who holds a cotton can't be toyrim. He can't be mekadesh. What does that mean? He can't be mekadesh. Not that he can't be mekadesh. Anything. Mal mekadesh. He can be mekadesh. Oilod shlomim. That he can give, because oil and shlamim are not contingent on any antecedent, right? However, lahavi chatas chelav ein yochel. He can't bring a chatas which is brought for an avera, such as eating chelav. Shein lo chatas chelav. He doesn't have chatas chelav. Why doesn't he have chatas chelav? It's not bar mitzvah, right? He doesn't have sins, right? Similarly, chatas dam ein yochel. Same idea. Chatas profein blood he can't. Shein lo chatas dam. He doesn't have chatas dam. Maushiyavi carbon ziva carbon saraz, but here's a cool question. Can you bring the carbon of a zov or mitzvah? So what's.
Well, if he's not physically mature, he wouldn't be about.
So. No, he can be from the age of 9, he could be a zov. Right? We said he can be miyabe from the age of 9, right? At least according to one opinion. Maushiyavi carbon ziva carbon saraz. Miachashu choiva, maybe, since it has to, it's a chiv, it's an obligation. Man, the zover mitzvah to bring korban, and he's not a bar mitzvah. He's not a bar chiyuva. Oh, miachashu metame boiner. Since I say his body can actually become physically tame in saras or in ziva, so maybe he's allowed to bring. Of course, you knew that the Gemara is not going to answer that. But the Gemara does go on and say. Gemara does, in all fairness, continue on from this point. Even though it says the word kuti here, the word kuti here is totally mistaken. The Bnei Moshe takes it out. The Mashbiach says that it should have said it's an abbreviation. It should be ki. It should be, instead of kuti tifshot, kshuti pshitlach, it should be ki tifshotlach. And when it's the same thing, saying intim tseloimer. Right. If you're going to say shumevi, if you're going to say that a cotton can bring a korban if he comes as a zav mitzvah, maushi asa ben shliach. Cool case. Can it be a shliach to bring a korban for a zav mitzvah? Meachas shumetame ben nasa shliach. Do I say since he is metame, so there he becomes a shliach, right? Because that means that he's involved in that capacity, and therefore he can become a shliach for on behalf of his amitzar. Since he can become a shliach for anything else, because cotton doesn't have normally principles of shlichus, because shlichus has to do with the capacity to become an agent, and only an adult can become an agent. So therefore, if since he can't become a shliach for anything else, and not a shliach, he can't become a shliach to be in the carbon as well. Now, I'm not sure, to be honest, even though we learned through Gretchen already in the Bavli, I don't remember offhand what the shliach of a carbon would do. Maybe it does smicha on the carbon, maybe it does the vidui. I don't remember what the shliach does, which is anything more than bringing the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, if it was just bringing the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, you could send it through a conveyor belt. You don't even have to have a child doing it. But there must be something which the shliach does, which is bothering the Gemara. Can he be a shliach on this korban because he could bring korban zav or mitzvah, or can't he be in the shliach because he's not shaykh the shlichus, generally speaking, of any sort? Okay, but in any event, the Gemara of course doesn't answer. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda asks a question like this: Hareish lo tevel dvar Torah. Look, a katan if he has crop, so it's tevel d'oraisa, right? It's truly non-tithe. This guy can't be eaten until it's tithe, right? And the Pnei Moshe puts in the word eino here. Eino poter tivlo d'var Torah. Even though he has tevel d'oraisa, he can't exempt his tevel by taking off truma d'oraisa. So he holds that he can't, at least at all, he can't at all times take truma. Question is, at what stage in his career can begin? But if a katan owns land from his youngest age, even before he can take off truma, the land produces crop, which is tevel, even though he himself is not, even though he himself is not conscious or involved or of yet a bar mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. But nonetheless, his land produces tevel, right? So here too I can say I will be shumit tami boyan, even though it becomes tummy, because that's a chefta, that's I don't know if I want to use chefta gabra here, but you understand that, that's happening with somebody which happens to his body. It's not him as a gabra becoming tummy, it's him as a chefta. You know the brisker joke, when is a prat, well, I'm sure I've told this to you, how do you tell a person is dead? What's the definition of death in halacha?
Stop breathing.
When a gavra becomes a chefza, okay, when he comes, ceases to be a man, becomes an object. So here, it's his body as object which becomes tummy, not he as a person becomes tummy. So therefore, he can't become a shliach to bring a korban for somebody else's tummy, because that would imply that he has actually human, bar chiyuva, bar mitzvah characteristics which he doesn't have yet. So therefore, he says you can't become a shliach. Okay, Maushi Avi Bikurin. Can a cotton bring Bikurin from his field? Krabira, the Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Hukshu Lukachi Agvul, Bikurim are like Truma, meaning things which have parameters of Kedusha outside base, and make those Eino Vevi. He can't bring Truma, right? Because he can't bring Truma, so he can't bring Bikurim either. He can't separate Truma, so he can't bring Bikurim, right? But like Rabbanan who say that it's like the kachim the base on mikdash bikurim because it's brought to the base on mikdash, maybe he can bring it. This is going like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that even though he can't make truma until he's an adult, nevertheless he can make hekdesh already from the time that he is 12 years old, so also he can make bikurim from earlier than he can make truma as well, because bikurim is like a korban. Says the Gemara, Maushi Avi Chagiga. Well, connection between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Can he bring a korban chagiga? I just realized this morning it hit me all of a sudden. It was like a ton of bricks, to be honest with you. That we actually, but we're going to be finishing Yevamos Yerushalmi and starting Yevamos Bavli around the same time. And it's cumulatively, it's going to be like a half a year Yevamos straight. So that is an ordeal, to be honest. Okay. So in any event, So he says, can he bring a chagiga? Me'achashu choiva, ena mevi, since it's a mitzvah to bring chagiga, he's not relevant to mitzvahs. Or me'achashu mishana l'shem shlomim. Interesting question, very interesting question. If a chagiga can default down to a shlomim, right? It wasn't brought as chagiga on yontif, so it defaults down to regular shlomim, a regular voluntary carbon after yontif, which you don't have to be a bar chiyuva to bring. Rabbi Yochanan said before on Ayin Alpha and Base that even a katan can bring a shlomim. He can't bring carbonates which require being a bar chiyuva, bar mitzvah, but he can bring carbonates which are optional ones. So chagiga is a mandatory carbon. As a mandatory carbon, he could bring it, but perhaps since it could migo, since it could default down to shlomi, maybe you can bring it, or maybe not. Now, again, it says kuti, but it should be kitiv shok lachshu maybe. And even if you can say you can bring a chagiga because in default down, maushi avi pesach, can you bring korban pesach? Me'achashi chayvet, since it's mandatory, ain maybe can you not bring it? Or me'achad the amar b'shem medloitz, the b'shem medloitz said b'shem Rabbi Yosha, name Rabbi Yosha, that the pesach can default down. Maybe other pesach shai mazer shana. He can bring a case of the other time of the year mishanei l'shem shlamim and default down to shlamim. Maybe can he bring that? And the Gemara doesn't answer that as well. Mao shavi ma'aser beima. Can you bring a ma'aser beima? You remember ma'aser beima is every tenth animal which comes out of your pen, right? Mao shavi ma'aser beima in Yisbar if he holds Krabi Meir. The Rabbi Meir Amar, like the Meir said, Mikom asosechem, from all of your maisers, you bring up to Yerushalayim, and that's pruel. Hukshu maisers zeh lazeh. there's a linkage drawn between the two types, all the types of maaseris. So that means that the maaser of animal is like the maaser of grain. And the maaser of grain, we know already, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he can't take until he's a full adult. Right, bear in mind, I should have made this clear earlier, 9 Alpha and Beta. We have a very, we have all possible shitas. One, that he can take truma before he can make things hektish. The other, that it happens simultaneously. And the other, that he can make hektish before truma. And Rabbi Yochanan is going like the shita. He can make hektish right from the time he's 12, but truma, since it's a chiv, right? So therefore he can't make it until the time is bar mitzvah. Okay? So we're going the whole time with that shita. So if you know the meiser behema is linked to regular meiser, so kishem sheino mevi meiser dogon, just like he can't bring meiser of grain, kachino mevi meiser behema, so too he can't bring meiser behema. Alright? Maoshi asked the tmura. This is a very interesting question. I found this fascinating. Maoshi asked the tmura, can a katan make tmura? Right? I know this sounds painful, but it's not that painful. Maashi has in Yisbar Kramer, so it's interesting. Of course, what do we know? We only know Chumash when it comes up in the Gemara, right? But the pasuk which talks about Tvura is in the same pasuk which speaks about Maaser Behema. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara's question is there a linkage between Tvura and Maaser Behema, right? So if he said, so once he discussed Maaser Behema, so he go on to Tvura, it's a natural progression. Maashi has the Tvura in Yisbar Kramer, he goes like Kramer. Dari Kamas Rusechem, who says from all your maestres, Hukshu Maestro Zelazer, all the maestres are leaked. Kishem Shinna may be maestro. Doesn't just say he doesn't bring maestro of Great Kachina, maybe maestro Behema. So he can't be bring maestro Behema. Kishem Shinna may be maestro Behema. And then the next step is just like he can't bring maestro Behema. Kach Eno is the Tzmura. So too he can't make Tzmura. For Yizbar with one caveat. That's assuming Yisbar Rabbi Shimon, the old Rabbi Shimon, Damar Meiser Behema, who says that the Tmura written by Meiser Behema, from there you extrapolate, you derive Limed al Kol Kachim, that all other Kachim also litzmura, that you can't do Tmura on them either. Kishem Shena Mevi Meiser Dagon, Kachenu Mevi Meiser Behema, so you can't do Meiser a grain, you can't do Meiser of an animal. Kishem Shena Mevi Meiser Behema, so you can't do Meiser Behema, so Kachenu Sitzmura, you can't do Tmura as well. And Kishem, next step, I'm sorry, skipping the parentheses. Kishem Shenu Meimer Bo, and since I can't do Tmura in the end, Meiser Behema, Kach Enu Meimer Al Bekol Kachim, so he doesn't do Tmura by all other Kachim as well. Maushil Chayavin and Kachim Bachutz, what if a Kachim made something Hektish, and then somebody slaughtered it outside the Beis HaMikdash? Right? And if it was an adult who made Hektish, it should be Chayav Koris, right? So what about in this case? So says Mar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lagash Tarveno Mina Bo said, Chayavin Al Kachim, I skipped it. Rav Kahana holds, no, his hektish is not valid enough that if somebody slaughters his hektish, Rabbi Zmitash Shachayev Koris. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, they both said, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, Chayov and Akash Bechutz, you are liable on his kachim out to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kash is Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda. I got a question for, or Rav Kahana's question, Rabbi Yehuda, or based on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Poter Tivu Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, that if a cotton takes of truma, it works doraisa. Even on tevel doraisa it works. So how come he can't make something hektish in order to make it chayev and shchutei chutz, to make you liable if you slaughter out to the Beis HaMikdash? If he holds you can make, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds you can make something truma, surely he should hold you should be able to make it hektish.
Are there any cases where any child is chayev koris for any
event? No, it's not him. If he makes something hektish, somebody else and slaughters it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Is the other guy chayev koris on him?
Really hektish.
Right, that's what it's about. So it says, no, that's not a question. Because Kaman Damar, could be the Rabbi Yehuda says that he popped his tevel, not the raisa, but like the opinion which we know about nowadays, Kaman Damar, the male lame, kibbutz lame, as a meiser, that nowadays meiser is only the rabbanim. We accept upon ourselves. That's the way it works.
You know, it's similar to the woman that, the girl that made me on. Was that marriage really a real marriage?
Right, it's a similar idea. That's probably why it's brought down here. Yeah. Well, the same thing as me. The Kash Rabbi Yochanan, Az Rabbi Yoshua. And that's why we go meaning back to Mion over here. The Kash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara, by the way, that was a blot. Do you remember any easier blot in Yilamas? Yeah, very smooth. The Kash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua. The Kash Rabbi Yochanan has the Kash on Rabbi Yoshua. Nisuel to Rabbana. Right? Her marriage is definitely to Rabbana. This woman, who's this girl is being married off as a minor by her brother or by her mother, her marriage is a rabbinic marriage, right? Well, Afarish Nadarim is Doraisa. If an Nadarim is Minat Torah. And you're going to say that he, that the husband, Rabbi Yeshua, can annul the vows of his minor wife who's married, to whom he's only married the Rabbanan. How could that work? Right? We didn't have that tonight. We had that last night. So how does it work? If Haven is the Torah, Vata Marachain, some Rabbi said, you're right. Lace kind of fair and to delete here, hey, for our first Nidorim, mean our daughter Rabbi Yochan, our daughter Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yochan's question, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Nisa, whoever, an interesting name, I don't remember from anywhere. Rabbi Nisa asked, Vyekem Basuros. Very interesting and funny thing. I don't remember this at all from the Bavli. He says there are two different types of Nidorim. There's one Neder of Neder Hektish. There's another Neder which I say, let something become Osir on me, right? You know, it's called, we call Konamos or Isure. In Kol Nidre, right? Kinmev, all those the terms we use. So Isure are cooked like Konamos. You know, when I say I want to be Mudra Anor, I don't want to have any benefit. So he wants to say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, draws a dichotomy. Rabbi Yochanan ain't looking at Asuros. Even a Katan who can make Nidorim Doraisa, which is from the time a year before Bar Mitzvah, it's not Nidorim where they by themselves from deriving benefit or pleasure from something. It's only Nidorim to give things to the Beis HaMikdash. So the husband can annul the vows which are personal barriers on one's person, right?
Obligations.
No, it's not obligations. Restrictions. You know, which says, I should be also by Noah and Yanko, all right? Or I shouldn't have any annul of a certain chair, right? So that type of thing, it's not like a nether of Hektish. And therefore, that he can annul. It's like that we learned over there. Before this time, in other words, before their year before Bar Mitzvah. Even though they say we know for whom we made the neder for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, talking about Hekdesh. And for whose purpose he made something Hekdesh. Any dream the door made Hekdesh and Hekdesh, it's not valid neder nor valid Hekdesh. After that time, I guess neder here is an obligation. Anyway, that type of neder doesn't work before they're 12 or 13, 11 or 12, depending on the girl or boy. Lachas man is there at this time when they're a year before their mitzvah. Avo pi shomri, they said, "Ainu yodim shem hina dar." No, no, we're stupid. We don't know, right? To whom we took the neder, or the shem yikdashnu, or for whom we made hektish. Nidreim nidrad nidorim, the nidorim valid nidorim, hektish and hektish, and their hektish is valid hektish. So this is supposed to be a raya that the only nidorim which work are nidorim which are obligations, obligating an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, committing to give somebody something, supposed to yisurim which are not valid nidorim even within that last year. Okay, so those are vowed only to Rabbanan, and therefore the husband can annul those vows. So what about this brisa that says that nidre hekdesh are mamish nedorim, which we just learned? Al daiti the kanab machlokas, according to Rav Kahana, this is not necessarily so, because Rav Kahana said on Amud Aleph that your potter and kachi katan bachutz, right? If a katan makes something hekdesh and then it's slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash, whoever slaughtered it is not Chayef Kores. So he can't hold that the Nidre Hektish of a cotton are valid, because if they were mamish valid, then when the cotton makes something into a carbon and it's slaughtered outside, the person should be Chayef Kores. But he has totally argues on this price. However, it can work according to everybody that it can be a valid form of hektish the raisa, and that's why if a cotton is marked as something and somebody else slaughters it, he's chayim. The person slaughters is chayim in shkutechutz. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Back to full time meal here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Kol ikva shimena ish. Now, the Mishnah actually is going to explain in Mishnah Dalet, Gibson, in Halacha Dalet, it's going to give scenarios explaining Mishnah Gimel. But basically it means, if she's the one, who causes the marriage to be rent asunder, meaning by giving a get. Now, it's called, talking about a minor was married up by her brother or her mother. So it's all the Rabbanan. But if he rends the marriage asunder, ikvah means an impediment to the marriage from the man, kilu isha, it's as if she was his wife, and therefore she's pasul lakuna. Right? She can't marry a kohen afterwards because she's a divorcee. Because he initiated divorce before she got a chance to repudiate. But if it's not from him, but rather from her, because she repudiated marriage, kilu enai, so it's as if she never was his wife, and therefore she's not rendered unfit for a kohanim, right? Because it's as if there was never any marriage. He just explains what I just said. Lezim Yaakov says, anything which comes to the man, kilu yisho, it's as if it's his wife. That's right about where he gives a get. V'sheinu min ha'ish, something which is not from the wife, kilu enesh, though, as if she was never his wife. That's right about b'mi'unim, where she repudiates the marriage. Then immediately, Allah Adal, the Mishnah explains that to an even greater extent. Ha'ma'enes mish, a woman who does mi'un against the man. Humutu b'krev v'seh, he's allowed to marry her relatives, he who to and she's allowed to marry his relatives, even his brother, right? Even her sister, as if they were never married to each other, because she repudiated. But if he gave her a get, despite the fact that it was a rabbinic marriage, right? Who also recrove Osea? He's not allowed to marry her relatives. He also recrove, she's not allowed to marry his married relatives. She's not allowed to marry Cohen because she's a divorcee. Now, here's a fascinating variation on the theme. One you never expect, unless you learned Yuvamis before, and if you learned 7.5 years ago, you had enough time to forget. He gave her a get. Okay? First time around. So now she should be also lacuna. But man, he love conquers all. He'll see her, he took her back. The second time, man, elbow, she does meal. Okay, so they're married twice. First one ended the get, the second one ended with the meal, right? Venise is lacher. Now she married somebody else, right? Another party. And then she gets widowed or divorced from the second party. Muteris lachser lo, she's allowed to go back to the first guy. That's a very big chiddush, because if Reuven divorces his wife and then she marries Shimon, and divorces him, she's not allowed to go back to Reuven, right? But here she was divorced by her first husband. But since that divorce was followed by remarriage and then by miun, we go after the miun, and it's as if they were never married, and that's why she can go back. But not vice versa. If the opposite case occurred, which is mianabo. First, it was Miun. Then Ichzira. Then the same husband took her back. Finosel again, and this time doesn't like her, and then she gets divorced. Finisis lach, and then she marries somebody else. Misama lo and Isgarsha, and she comes Amona or Grusha. Then Asura lachzer lo. Then she can't go back to the first guy. Because it all depends. In the last time she severed the relationship with him, how did she sever the relationship, right? Zeklau is the general principle. Ket achamiyun, if it's a get after me, and asura lachzer lo, she's not allowed to go back to him. If she married somebody else after that. Miyun achar get, if it was a miyun after the get, muter es lachzer lo, she's allowed to go back to him, even if she married somebody else after that. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai said, when there's just miyun, ein bo mishum ziyum kihuna, she's not rendered stinky for kohanim. Vain basin mizami, so I'm basin not repudiator. In other words, you can go marry a kohen, as opposed to the next case. Hamaenes bish, so she does mute, okay? Benites lacher, that she married somebody else. Begirsha, the second guy, divorced her. Lacher, that she married a third guy, umianabo, and she mute on the third guy. Lacher, that she married a fourth guy, and did gerushin on the fourth guy. Lachen that she married a fifth guy and she was Mimayanis in him, right? She's a really mixed up kid. Koshi is all when she was a minor, mind you, right? Koshi Yatsis men get all the guys she got a get from, Asur Lach Zorlo, she can't go back to them. Because then it's as if she was Grusha and married somebody else, so she can't go back to her original husband. But Miun, the guys she left with Miun, Muteris Lach Zorlo, she can go back to them, because it's as if she was never married to them, and therefore subsequent marriages do not render her unfit. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yana said, "Ein bo mishum ziyum kahuna bein based mizamin bo." Anytime here's a much bigger chiddush. Anytime meal comes at the end, even though she was divorced previously, she can still marry a kohen. Because we always go here after the last rending asunder of a marriage. So therefore, the last is a meal, despite the fact that we're getting previously, she can marry a kohen based on the sign of prevention.
So she's not tainted from previous marriage.
Not tainted from previous marriage, because they're all when she was a katana. So all it goes is kedusha katana. Right. Amrei Yisrael bun bushi get basov. However, it's a little bit, the gears is a little bit messed up, but it means if it's a get at the end, then it's bad. If it's a get at the end, of course, then you know, then she of course remains unfit for kohanim. Okay, halachava. Son divorces a woman, vichzira, and takes her back. Mutaris liyavam. It's an interesting thing. There was a period in which he was a grusha, and a grusha, of course, is forbidden to a brother-in-law, right? But that doesn't forever. Is that clear? If a man divorces his wife, right? So his brother can never marry this woman, no matter what. Okay, even after the ex-husband dies. Because she was an Eishes Sachiv. At one point, she was married to his brother, right? Okay? So what happens in this case? She was married to his brother, got divorced for a short period of time, was taken back by the brother, and then the brother died. Can she be Mesiyah Bemis? So Tanakhama says yes. Rabbi Lezer Oser, Rabbi Lezer says it's forbidden. And Nora's going to discuss it. V'chein HaMagarish says Yisoma. Somebody divorced a Yisoma, even though she was married only to Rabbanon, right? The story about where her brother or her mother married her off, or herself married her off. So she married a Yisoma. He divorced a Yisoma. V'chzira and took her back afterwards. Muteres the Yom, she's allowed to the Yavam. Rabbi Lezer Oser, here it's of course the Rabbanon. Ketana Shisi Aviv Nisgarsha. A Ketana was married off by her father, and she was divorced. Kisoima V'chayav, it's as if she's a orphan, even though her father's still alive. And the same idea, Chzira Asur LiYavam, if she gets remarried, she is forbidden to go to the Yavam, according to Rabbi Lezer. Umori Chachoy Rabbi Lezer. Chachoy Dukatzit Rabbi Lezer, one point. Bizman Shekirusha Ketanoa. V'chzira Ketanoa, if she was married off by her father, and divorced, and then she got remarried to the same guy as a minor. So her first marriage is Doraisa. And therefore, first divorce is Doraisa. And the second marriage is only Drabanan. Because the father only gets a one-time deal to marry her off. And therefore, the second marriage is only Drabanan, right? So in that case, they concede that she can't, if when her husband dies, she cannot be Mesiyah Bemis. Mivnei Shohayu Gerusha Gerushin Gemurin. When she got divorced, that was a true and complete divorce. Loisa Chazarosa Gmura, but her return was not a valid return because it's only Drabanan. About the other way, in Girsha Ketana, she got divorced and she was a child. V'chzira Gedoylin, he takes her back when she's an adult, which of course is about marriage. Or Shegilo Tachton, or they grow up together until the husband kicks the bucket. So then Muteris Liyavam, then she's permitted to the brother-in-law as a Yavama. My time, Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? That she's forbidden because there was a divorce, even temporary. Because at that one time, for that time, she was a divorcee. She was usher to her brother-in-law, and that isser remains stuck to her like a pgam forever. Right? Now, Chachon considered Rabbi Lezer when she was a child married off by her father, and she was divorced. That then she becomes like. Okay, over-caffeinated. So, Kiddushah v'Girushah Torah, her Kiddushah v'Girushin are Doraisa. Chazaros ain't a Torah, taking back is not Doraisa, it's basically repeating the Mishnah. Now, here it gets a little bit more complicated. Tzorosamo, what about her co-wife? Now, this is a trick Gemara. You'll see in a minute. L'chara, if she's Osir, so her co-wife is also, right? Tzoroseva, right? If this woman who was divorced, of course, according to Rabbi Lezer primarily, but according to Rabbanon by a Yisoyim of Bechai Avia, a case where she was married by a father, divorced, and then remarried by as a Ketana, right? So she never, with the second marriage, was not a true marriage. But in any event, so what about the Tzorah? What about the co-wife? Can the co-wife be Mesiyah Bemis? So the Chor not, right? Certainly according to Rabbi Lezer. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tzoras Asura. B'Shem Elokish Amar Tzoras Muteres. B'Shem Elokish says the Tzora is permitted. Amar Elazar said, Chazayti, I checked out Ben Rabban and Ocha, the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Ben Rabban and Ocha, the rabbis in Bavel. Loshkiz Bar Nashkal Gosia, I couldn't find anybody who could hold like me. This is Rabbi Lezer Amora speaking. Lezer Bebetas, not Rabbi Lezer Tana. I couldn't find anybody hold like me. El Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, except for Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Duamat Taras Muteras. I hold that Tzara is Mutter. And what it's going to explain. Rabbi Nun Avi Yosef Kami Rav Adar Barachua. Rabbi Nun was sitting in front of Adar Barachua. Amat Taras Amai said, what's the status of the co-wife? Let's skip one line because the carbonate and Rabbi's take it out. Amat Rava Bar Memel, you see that? It makes sense to say that Grish Lakish. That the co-wife is Mutter. Says Limbara, Baram Kamanda Matsarasa Sura. According to opinion that the Torah is also, it makes no sense. Manav Shoch, no matter what, should be Muteris. Now, this is cool. This is really cool. I don't know if I can explain it properly. But it said, the Gemara said, Tzachiko, why is it Torah Muteris? Always call why it's also. It says, Tzachiko, me Manav Shoch, no matter what, catch 22, Leheter here. Why is that? Tzachiko, Kanaba. If he's really married, fully married again to wife A, so then wife B is mutter because they're both equal co-wives. He could do yibum to either one. If he's not fully married to wife A, why? Because she was divorced for a certain period in the middle, but that period of divorce in and of itself should not be impediment for wife B. On the contrary, if the period of divorce means there was a period when there was no wife A, meaning that's a period for when there was no tzara. So since the period is no tzara, so of course that period should not also the co-wife. Does anybody understand what I said? No?
So beautiful. Whoever wrote this wrote this so beautifully. I'm looking right on the board.
You have here. I'm going to try and do this.
On the board.
You have here you have here marriage, right? The line is marriage, right?
Yeah.
You had a divorce.
Okay.
And then a remarriage. And then the death, right?
Okay.
There was a co-wife. And there's a co-wife. It's not material really how long she was married, but let's say she was married the whole time, right? So the question is, this wife, who was divorced in the middle, is she a candidate for Yibum after her husband dies? And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, she's not, right? Because this period in which she was forbidden to marry the husband's brother, right? Even though later on she seems to have rectified by getting remarried, that remains that she's also be Yibum. But the co-wife, says the Gemara, no matter what, she should be muteris. Because there's no segment of time which makes her usher. Why is that? Because this is not like Tzoras Erva. Why is it not like Tzoras Erva? Because these segments, when they were just plain co-wives, that's not a problem, right? When the two co-wives, one could do evil. So what? This segment, when they were this which made this one usher, should make this one usher as well? Why? On the contrary, during the segment, she was also a mutter, because then she wasn't even a co-wife.
She was just the only wife.
Right. So there's no segment in the timeline which answers her. In a classic Torah Sereva case, you have one of the women is related in some prohibited way to the other, and that point, for all those points in the timeline, she answers the other co-wife. But here, in a timeline sense, there's no time that in all time which should answer the second wife.
The only time would be answered if the tsara was also a sister to the first wife.
Right, of course, but that's not here.
Related, yeah.
So you understand that here where it's timeline related, the Gemara says, there shouldn't be a problem, no matter what, she should be mutter, because there's no time in the history of these marriages when there's any time when she would have been usher, when she should have been logically usher, because either she's a regular wife, regular co-wife, which is okay, or she's the only wife, which is definitely okay. So what's going to make it awesome? That's what we're saying. Okay?
That's good, the two lines.
Okay. That's right. So again, let's see, it's like Manashah. Tzad shekonabo, on the side that they're both co-wives, kinegdo hitibetz arasa, so they're both, at that point, the co-wife is mutter. Tzad shelo kineg konabo, at a time when there was no second wife, because there was an interim divorce period, kinegdo hitibetz arasa, also mutter then. So the Gemara, that's talking a good point. Rabbi Shem rejected it. He says, do you say catch 22 by Arias? You don't never say that. In other words, it's really like we had in the morning this morning in Chagiga, right? That Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin, according to Mishnah Rishon, according to the Rambam, it's not to be regarded as two halves. It's a fusion which has its own entity, right? And here too, you can't look at it as a segmented timeline. You have to look at the wife with the segmented line as if she has a fusion of the Gerushin and Nisuin, and therefore she becomes a new gather like an Erva. Okay, that's what it says. It's not the same logic which can unpack segments of time which you want to use. Rather, there's no manavshach, everything becomes jumbled together, which is the problem. My kedon, and that's in fact the conclusion. What's the conclusion? Kol yavama shein kulo lachutz. If the yavama is not completely out because she got remarried again, sarakone sheba nida mishum erva, the fact that she is now reacquired, but at the same time at a time when she wasn't acquired, that makes her as if she's an erva, the erva poteris sarasa, and therefore, in fact, in this case, neither of the co-wives can undergo yibum, and we will stop here for this evening. Actually, the next gemara, a nine gemara base, even though the carbon aida takes out the whole next gemara till the Mishnah, so I really could start tomorrow night from the Mishnah. The Ritbaz says he tries to make it work out, but I didn't have enough time. One more minute. So the Ritbaz said, it's 9:10:15. One more minute. So the Ritbaz says it's going after the next Mishnah. That's how he tries to make it work out. But I haven't figured out yet how exactly he wants to make it work out. I'll see tomorrow night if I want to read it or not. In any event, certainly not on the previous Mishnah, so we'll stop here.